semester, okay? First three are okay. The middle two. That's okay. It's in the depth, this line. Of your love, I find peace. Makes me whole.
I have
Josh
plays
the cello. Oh, there you go.
You can just move around because left and right. So today is about Jesus calling. As we hear Ashlyn, how Jesus called her to something that is so different. I'm sure in the high school, you can. All right. So Jesus is calling. And how does Jesus call us? So I got this T-shirt from yesterday because I went to a camera like, oh, that's so good, all right? Wi-Fi is there, all right? Full data, full charge. How is Jesus calling? It's through His Spirit. Through His Spirit. Through His Spirit. So are you hearing what the Spirit is prompting you to do? All right. So for those who knows what's going up there, don't do anything yet, all right? Don't say anything. For those who doesn't know, what's up there? Can you read it? Yes, Zedekiah.
God is now here.
All right. Did someone whisper to you? Well done, Zedekiah. All right, next slide. All right. So, it can be God is nowhere. Can you flip to the first one? All right, second one. So you got the option. Where do we go from God is nowhere to God is now here? Is the W. Is the W. The W is the witnessing. The witnessing is basically what the Holy Spirit has come. God is always everywhere. We know that. God is omnipresent, which means He's present everywhere, anytime, 24/7. But why do some people got no idea God is now here? Because there's no witnessing. There's no witnessing. The Holy Spirit's primary role is to bring the witnessing that God is now here. Second slide. So, we've been talking about Holy Spirit, and this is a Holy Spirit man. So, Jesus Christ, before He died in John 14-16, basically say, you need to get to know this guy. This guy, Holy Spirit, is going to be so great for you. It's going to be to your advantage that I go now, because if I go, my body form will be transformed into a spirit of Christ, and the Holy Spirit will come, and it's to your advantage that I go to my Father. So why did the Holy Spirit come? He came because Jesus said, my time here on earth, in the human form, I've done it. So I'm passing the baton to Jesus' Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit time now. So it's only in human time form that we kind of like, oh, who's on the center stage now? So Jesus said, it's the Holy Spirit. Parakletos. Parakletos is basically in Greek, He's the sent one to come alongside you. But then we realize, because His Spirit is actually come within you. But the whole message is, He's going to come alongside you just as I am, but not in a human form, because Jesus was trapped in time and space. So he couldn't be anywhere and everywhere. But the Holy Spirit, Parakletos, four times that Jesus emphasized in John 14 to 16. And there's only five times in the whole Bible that Jesus or the Bible referred to the Holy Spirit as Parakletos. The other one is 1 John. So basically, John noted it. And John was an old disciple when he wrote this. He was noted as Christ's beloved disciple. See, he wrote it, and he was looking back like, I don't get this. And John's Gospel was written after the book of Revelation. And the Revelation was the end book of the Bible. And it is in Revelation, at the end part, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. So Jen took note and say, now I got it. So John took note. The Parakletos, sent by his Father, Jesus' Father, to come alongside us and in us to witness and to testify in and with us that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, now and forevermore, for God's glory. Witnessing is when you see something and you experience something, and you encounter it, and you say, this is real. This is real. This is my story. And you testify. You testify that Jesus Christ is real. Next one. So Jesus is calling for you and me. So what is Jesus calling you to do? Today, I want you to hear from the Spirit what is Jesus calling to. Ashlyn, when I saw her first time and I invited her, I didn't know we were talking about the Holy Spirit. And she was so flexible. I say, we're doing the Holy Spirit stuff. Can you kind of fit in? And she did it so beautifully. That's Jesus calling. Now, there's a scripture that says Christ is all and in all. So we need to learn to realize when we say that, Christ is doing it together with the Holy Spirit. How is Christ in all? You know, it's only through the Holy Spirit. So they don't differentiate because the Trinity is always at work all the time, 24/7. So they don't give glory and are like, Christ, it's my turn now. You know, you keep quiet, please. You know, Holy Spirit doesn't do that because it came to glorify Christ and it came to only bring what Christ is already doing, but in a way that we can understand. You know, if you're from Hong Kong, you can understand it because, believe it or not, God is not English. You know, so it comes in a way, in a spirit, like it transfuses, maybe that's not a word, but it just go inside us and you kind of like, yeah, we got it. You know, you don't need to go to Bible college. You don't need Greek or Hebrew. You're just like, wow, okay. That's an encounter. That's a witness in your spirit. It's like, yeah, it's real. I can't deny it. You know, you can shut me down and or whatever. Jesus is real. Next one. All right. I'm going to get Van to get a... Are you awake? Good. All right. You have a mic. I need you to have a mic. It's going to be all on the slides. Can someone give Van a mic? All right. Good. All right. I'm going to read this, and then we're going to go through Mark 10, 43 to 52. And I like to do it in a way that I don't preach to you, but we do it as a collective devotional reading to see what the Holy Spirit highlights. But before we read that, I want you to take note the primary purpose of the Holy Spirit coming is to bear witness that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Jesus Christ is exactly what he said it is. When we bear witness of that, we then become witnesses of Christ with the Spirit truth. The Spirit truth, because Jesus' Spirit, the Spirit of God, is a Spirit of truth. Holy Spirit have the timeless total truth to fully represent Jesus Christ, who is the truth. So when we bear witness with it, we just have to speak truth in love. We just share truth in love. No batching people down, you know. So, few questions. Who is calling to Christ in your crowd? So in your crowd, in your circle, you know, do you have eyes to kind of have a look around like, hey, I think this person is seeking. And who is Holy Spirit prompting that Christ is calling? Then go and show and share Christ. So let's go through Mark, please. Okay, this is when coming in. So we're going to read slowly, see what's been highlighted. I already highlighted a few things, but that's my, but God might highlight a few things for you.
No?
Yes, please.
Okay. But it is not this way among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be bondslave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
No. Just, we're not going to read through. So have a look what's been highlighted to you. So Ashlyn, a great example. I was saying to some young people, lawyer, they earn lots of money. But she like, nah, I'm not going to serve money. I'm going to serve my Lord, and I can do more good if I serve this way. So there's a bit of denying of self. There's a bit like, yeah, that's really, really good, but I think my Lord is calling me to serve in that area. And as Christ serve, he's my boss, he's my hero. I too will serve. So there's servant, and then there's a bond slave. Bond slave in Greek is a choice. It's a choice. So when you are born as a slave or servant, you reach a certain stage and the Jewish like, okay, Jubilee, you're set free. But the slave, the servant is saying, no, you've been so good to me. I am going to bond myself to you and I'm your bond slave, a bond servant. As Christ is, so we can be. Next slide. All right, thanks, man.
Then they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a large crowd, a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the road. When he heard that it was Jesus the Nazarene, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many were sternly telling him to be quiet, but he kept crying out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, call him here.
Have you noticed any blind beggar in your crowd? Have you noticed your crowd is trying to shut people who wants to find out about Jesus? Are you sensitive to the spirit that you kind of like, hey, Jesus is stopping here? And it's like, hey, can you go and call this guy to me? So I put a bracket next to Bartimaeus, which is son of Timaeus. In Aramaic. In Aramaic, it actually means Timai. And Timai actually means highly prized one. So those little pearl of gems you picked up, it's like this blind beggar who has no hope has a name called the highly prized one. Wow. That's the value of Jesus. The highly prized one, where society shut them out, where society say, shut up! Jesus say, call him to me. Next slide.
And Jesus stopped and said, call him here. So they called the blind man, saying to him, take courage, stand up, he is calling for you. Throwing aside his beggar cloak, he jumped up and came to Jesus. And answering him, Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabboni, I want to regain my sight. And Jesus said to him, go, your faith has made you well. Immediately he regained his sight and began following him on the road.
Throwing aside his beggar clothes, he jumped up and came to Jesus. Can you imagine what that guy is doing? Because he's going to give me stuff, I can leave this behind. I don't need this anymore. The Son of God is calling me. I can get up. Did he get up? He jumped up. Whoa! High five with Jesus. Come on, guys. We can get someone jump up from the blind beggaring position in whatever society. I'm so inspired, like say, with so many young women, it's like, this is enough. This is enough. The social media is shouting out the truth. It's enough. I was blind once too, but now I can see. Go well, sozo, is like, it's not just given a physical sight. It's just the perfection of the well-being, you know, completeness. And, you know, like I say, no more beggaring. I'm going to be born slave, serving Jesus, my Lord. He regained his sight and began following him on the road. Next one, please. So my brothers and sisters, can you hear Jesus calling? Can you hear the Spirit? Will you pick up the phone be the spirit-filled witness for Jesus Christ in your world, in your circle. I don't know, your circle is different from mine. And the reason why God put us all in a different circle is because the Holy Spirit is everywhere. You can't reach the people in my circle because that's my responsibility. But you have crowds around you. And you have blind beggars that is begging and crying out for truth, seeking to see what life is all about. So who is calling to Christ in your crowd? Who is shut down to shut up? Doesn't make sense, but anyway, you understand. So witness Christ to the blind beggar, just one at a time. You know, out of the crowd, one was highlighted. Jesus did not come for the crowd.